With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Relatively on time. How about that?
It's kind of off the chain.
I don't think that's relatively on time. I figured that's within 2 minutes. I'm counting that as a win.
We're on time.
How about that, guys?
Take that, boss.
Take that, Austin. Sitting out there in your big mansion, all probably, quarantined.
Probably out on the porch listening to his old transistor radio. It's what he does.
Yeah, it
he
is.
He sent us a photo. He's out there in God's country in Hawkinson. Him and Swaggart are the last two people on earth that actually have like an old radio.
We're in here risking our lives.
I know.
To disseminate information to the people.
He's at home drinking tequila. Isn't he a tequila guy?
Sometimes.
I think he sent us a photo once of himself out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sometimes he does, switches it up with the tequila. I can't do that. Even the nice new tequilas and fancy ones.
Tequila is not really part of my, there's some in the cupboard, but it's not part of any sort of routine for me.
I've already decided what I'm drinking tonight.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm going with the Basil Hayden.
Okay. You've predetermined that?
I can't wait. I can't wait to walk in the door and pour it.
A little excited.
I've already, some nights it's like, I just can't wait to have a glass of wine. Some nights it's like, you know, the straightaway cocktails, like an old fashioned or something. Sure. But tonight it's just two fingers of basil.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's Hayden. Really never a, there's never a plan. I'm more of
just two?
Just this, yeah, come on.
Well, but I mean, there's no rule saying I can't pour more.
Well, right.
But why, I like the two fingers.
Why start at two? You know, well, you're because not, you're
I don't
not
like a big
it too.
Well, who cares? I like to. What if I have seven fingers? Yeah. It doesn't matter if I go two, you know, what's seven?
Your math. Getting,
2, 2, 3.
Doesn't matter if I go 2, 9, or 4, 9.
I can go 2, 5. What is the difference?
5.
Wow.
It's the top of the glass.
Yeah. Well, do you do one on top or do you count
it's
the
your thumb?
Thumb
the fifth finger?
How do you do?
Here's my five fingers.
You're just spreading them
all
out.
Spread out you're as far
the,
as they can
you're
go.
You're doing the combine hand test? Give me the Jay Cutler. Spread the 9 inches. Let's do this.
Big.
I feel like you could just go four fingers and start there and then see where it goes.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for your input. I will be having two fingers of Basil Hayden, and that will get my night started.
Don't tell the man how to drink.
Merely a suggestion.
NFL Tuesday reach around coming up at 5:15. We've got some NFL contracts to discuss. I've got Cam Newton audio. Michael Beasley test positive for the COVIDs.
Yeah. Is this the first time that we have a replacement player for a replacement player? I believe it is.
Yeah, it is.
What happens if that guy gets it? Can we have a replacement of a replacement of a replacement?
The Nets might want to just go home.
I know. At some point, don't they just be like, look, this is stupid. Can we all just agree that we don't need to be here? But here's the thing. The Wizards don't want to be there either. Someone's got to be the 8 seed.
I regret to bring this story up.
Please
that
bring
we
up.
Will discuss.
Please bring it up.
I do regret this, but we must talk about it.
Now this is making me nervous.
It should. Have you heard of the Automo blow?
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay.
There's also a jacuzzi one that's.
I have not.
Have you seen the personal jacuzzi?
Just wait.
Yeah, there's.
Automo blow?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's the name of it.
Is it where.
It just. I think we'll get to it. We'll get to it. It's coming up. We have audio.
Don't jump ahead. hate for you to ruin the surprise.
Census Cowboy audio.
What?
You seen the Census Cowboy yet?
I have not seen the
Chicago.
The census is over, right?
Yeah. No. No.
No, you can still fill that out.
Yeah. They give you know how they when people are so dumb, they give you like 8 years to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
But I thought
because they know people won't do it right away.
For a while there, I was getting the threatening messages like, do it, do it, do it by this date. I thought we were done.
Yeah, I remember that too, but no, it's still you can still
okay.
Again, they you know you've got to give people a lot of time on that.
Sure.
It's super easy, but people just won't do it.
I'm not giving you my information. That's how they track you.
All right. And then, well, who knows what else we'll get to. Okay.
Well, who knows if we'll get to any of that.
Okay.
Let's be honest. This show today has we've wandered a bit.
This is COVID Cast, if you're wondering, COVID Cast 88.
We spent like 30 minutes on Bush Light Apple, which we can't even get here, it turns out.
And you deserved 30 minutes on Bush Light Apple.
Yes.
Frankly, you probably deserved more.
Oh, I was going to tell you, here's the beer map. Most popular beer by state. Do you know what state has Mike's Hard Lemonade? And somebody text in and said that Mike's goes under the category of malt beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's considered a beer, even though it's not.
I'm thinking it's going to be something really bro-y.
Yeah. What? Like guess what state?
I'm going northeast somewhere. It'll be like a Delaware, Rhode Island. Something.
That's what I would have guessed. It's Idaho.
What?
Yes. Freaking Idaho.
Boy, I would have never. I thought Idaho. I mean, that's like.
Come on, man.
That's a very rugged kind of right wing sort of place. I would have thought that's straight like Anheuser-Busch.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Like you just tied those two together.
Politicize
rugged
everything.
And right wing. You're an Anheuser-Busch man.
Well, let's call a spade a spade. Boy, I would.
So if you're left, are you the blue state's more Miller Coors?
That's a White Claw sort of thing. Bunch of liberals. Mike and his agenda. For heaven's sakes.
So, see, I drink craft beer, so that's probably more it, right?
Mike, you snooty bastard.
Oregon and Washington, PBR. California's Corona. Florida's Corona. Georgia's Corona. There's a lot of Corona up in the Northeast.
He means the beer, not the virus.
A ton of Budweiser. But the Coors Light has a stronghold in a lot of states, too. Arizona is Coors Light state. Nevada.
I would assume Colorado is a Coors state.
No, they're Corona.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, is Corona owned by Coors?
Utah is a Coors Light state.
Gonna say that's got to make you feel bad if Utah drinks
beer.
If you're Coors and you can't even win your home state,
Oklahoma is Stella. Oklahoma and Montana are both Stella.
Yeah,
how about that?
I don't mind that. That's not a bad changeup.
And then Wisconsin, Minnesota, big beer drinking states.
Old Milwaukee,
Hams,
Coors Light.
Yeah,
Coors Light.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
If you want the mass beers, dude, there's nothing wrong with a refreshing I love a couple
nice
silver bullets.
Coors Light every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like on the drink card or something.
There you go.
You know what? Just give me a Coors Light.
Exactly.
Oh, promotions goddess Amy had them in the office.
No, absolutely. Coors Light to me is an exclusive hot weather.
Amy Linford, rest in peace.
Still alive.
Still alive.
I think
anybody seen her lately?
It's been a couple of years.
I miss her. She was great.
Yeah, she was great. I don't know whatever happened to
her. She was bartending last time I saw her.
Really?
And I went into where she was, and it was like, oh,
hey,
Amy.
Amy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can I make the statement that Coors should not be drank unless it's at least 80 degrees outside? I need.
And you have no other options.
Really?
It's a warm weather thing. I can't. If it's 65.
Mike, their sponsor.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
You're going to get called to a Zoom meeting.
I had to do it for Reese's Fine Foods. Watch yourself. I can't drink. Like, that's not a 65-degree beer.
What was that like?
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Are they sponsors still? Well, if we don't know, we better not.
Yeah. I just say I couldn't.
They called you in because you called it the Big Burrito.
Yes.
In
we were trying to get
Corvallis.
We were trying to get Oregon State football here on the fan. We were up for their contract. And I always called Reser Stadium the Big Burrito. It was in a loving way because I loved Reser burritos growing up. And I was told to not do it because they found it offensive, which I don't understand. And it's like out of habit, I said it a couple more times. And then unbeknownst to me, they were coming in for like a pitch meeting or whatever, and I had to sit and be re-educated on what Reese's Fine Food was. When I was told, I thought it was a joke. Like, I was like, ah, and then I realized it was serious, and I sat in on that meeting, and I, to this day, one of the more surreal things I've ever had happen
to me. You know what that's called?
In my entire life.
That's called burrito sensitivity training.
Yes. It was not known to me, I guess, of the variety of fresh foods that they offer, and why was I only focusing on the burrito?
Like potato salad.
Yes, and all these other things. And believe me, I
thought a lot of people called it the big burrito.
Well, I
think but maybe they didn't like that.
No, they didn't like it. So whatever you do, don't call it the burrito.
As you continue to call it the big burrito.
They're not the, we're not trying to get them anymore.
Well, they might be a sponsor, though.
Well, they should be. That burrito is delicious. What,
has anybody ever been through two rounds of burrito sensitivity training? Because getting close.
Well, can I call it the big potato salad then? Are they going to be fine with that?
Show me potato salad.
Bing.
Do you guys like potato salad?
No.
Yes.
And by the way, can I just say this real quick?
Very polarizing
How
here today.
How freaking fat are we in this country that we take potatoes and mayonnaise and we call it salad?
Right.
Jeebus.
I think it's a weird concoction, too.
I think it fits the American stereotype very well.
You want a salad? Yeah, just chop up some of those potatoes there and throw
maybe
a bunch
put
of
some peas and mayo and celery or something.
Throw some mayonnaise in it. There's some carrot slices in there. It's healthy. Go eat this.
Yeah.
Definitely not healthy.
I hear
it's
you.
It's like tuna fish. I'm gonna be healthy with some tuna. Throw about 8 gallons of mayo in there. That'll be great.
You want some eggs? Let's add mayo to it. Egg salad.
There you go.
All right, you guys want to get to the hot five?
Probably.
You guys ready for that?
Yeah.
It's about time to break, so probably about time to do it. Fire it up, Mike. Let's do this.
Oh. Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
You know,
Number five.
The NFL and its players continue to negotiate terms for a return to work, and players are requesting financial backing in case they decide to sit out the season. So the players have a request in their proposal that allows them to have an opt-out clause for at-risk players to still be paid if one of them decides not to play.
Yeah, and this is pretty standard boilerplate stuff. We've seen this across the board from collegiate athletes all the way up, Major League Baseball players. Plenty of guys are opting out. So I can imagine that eventually this thing will get done and you will see some NFL players, not a ton, most need paychecks, but you'll see some guys or some guys with underlying health conditions that just decide to bow out or maybe have a compromised wife or a young child.
They're also saying they want to put forth a $250,000 stipend that would be guaranteed to all players if they show up to camp and everything is shut down due to COVID. And then the amount goes to 500 G's if the season starts only to be shut down.
Okay.
So that's nice. That's nice.
Well, remember, again, the NFL is on track to be back, but all this stuff has to be agreed to, just like in Major League Baseball. They don't just get to wave a magic wand and say, hey, this is the way it is.
No one ever thinks of the umpires except the umpires. 11 Major League Baseball umpires have opted out of the 2020 season, citing, COVID.
Yeah. By the way, that's quite a bit. How many umps are there?
That's a good question. I don't know. But that is a lot of guys. But they said they expected this, and they will be replaced. One other baseball note, free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig has signed with the Atlanta Braves. This after Nick Markakis opted out of the season.
By the way, 92 Major League umpires.
Oh, wow.
So quite a few, but still. 11, you're down a ninth of your crew, basically.
According to my phone, that is 11.9.
Percent. Oh, 11%
of Major League umpires who have opted out.
Yeah, that's not
not Joe West though. He'll be out there.
Yeah, he's not. Is he the one that was shrugging this whole thing off, saying it wasn't a real deal?
Yep, he said he's beaten a lot of things in his life, and this ain't gonna beat him.
No.
Said. Two more NBA players with the COVID. Kings Harrison Barnes. He is not in Orlando. He will join the team once done QTing. Nets added Michael Beasley as a sub, but he's now got the COVID, and they have sent him home. I wonder if he was one of the two guys that that we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, because there was two, but they weren't named. That two had tested positive after being negative and going into the bubble. And yeah. Now I think that's now, what, five Nets players? Because he's a replacement for one of the original four.
Yeah, so not sure what they'll do.
Just call it Nets. Pull the cord. Be done.
Shams reports multiple calls have been made via the NBA's anonymous tip line to report protocol violations in the bubble. Now, this comes a day after Chris Haynes said there were no calls coming in. So that must mean Chris Paul has made it into the bubble. Shams reports some players have received warnings.
That's what you get. You get a stern warning.
Florida Gators AD Scott Strickland had COVID last month. Do you care about that?
No, he's back. He's fine.
Mild symptoms. Said he was back to normal after a few days. Number says he thought he was being careful, but he still got it.
Yeah. Well, you're hearing that from
plenty. So be careful.
You're hearing that from plenty of people.
And get it.
You're doing everything you can, and you still end up catching it.
Chiefs and defensive tackle Chris Jones agree on a four-year, $80 million contract. He will get $37 million guaranteed. He led Kansas City in sacks each of the last two seasons.
Look, he's a big reason they won a Super Bowl. And the nice part about the Patrick Mahomes deal is he's still cheap for two more years. You know, the fact that they got him to play out those final 2 years, they have very manageable contracts. There's not a lot of bad ones there. So the Chiefs are in a window here for the next, I'll go 3 to 4 years, where most of their guys are going to be locked up and on pretty decent deals. There's a window here for them to win another one. And, you know, all this talk of, oh, they're going to win five, they're going to win six. That's just all ridiculous talk. You never know how this team's going to age. But you've got a real opportunity here to try to grab at least another one when this team is together and won't be going anywhere for a couple of years.
Good timing. You hit the post.
Thank you.
That was great.
By the way, tomorrow the deadline for any long-term deals on guys that have been franchise tagged. So if you don't sign a deal by tomorrow, you have to play under the tag or not play. You cannot sign a deal after tomorrow.
Tomorrow's DAC day.
Yes.
We'll be on DAC watch tomorrow. But ahead of that deadline, the Browns have finalized a massive deal with pass rusher Myles Garrett. This one, 5 years, $125 million. It's actually worth a total of $144 million over 7 years. It will make him the highest non-paid quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. Wait, that didn't make any sense. The highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. He's only 24.
Look, the guy's a beast. You know, is he the best non-quarterback in the league? Probably not, but again, we've talked about this plenty of times. When you talk about these mega deals, it's not who's the best, it's who has the next one. So whoever comes up after this will have a deal that's more than Myles Garrett. And if he can stop swinging helmets at backup Steeler quarterbacks, Myles Garrett is an absolute beast and is worth the dough.
The Eagles bring back Jason Peters as a guard, not tackle, 1 year deal for the 38-year-old.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer, but at this point, you know, he's a little long in the tooth and has battled some injuries, but they had one of the best guards in football go down again, and so you bring him back in, and he slides over, and all of a sudden, again, will be a Pro Bowl guard because Jason Peters, even at an advanced age, is a great player.
And the city of Philly says no major public gatherings until February, which means if the Eagles play, and they will be allowed to if the NFL lets them, there will be no fans. Yeah. All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Coors Light! Made to chill. Okay, let's do NFL next. Let's do it. The NFL Tuesday reach around. How are the Chiefs doing it with all their contracts? We'll get to that next. 519 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, that's right. That's what this is. With really hip music. Very white guys here on The Fan. But
bumping. I just have always preferred the whites.
It's time for our NFL Tuesday reach around. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Would you like some music?
We were kind of waiting for it, I think.
You know, I was just thinking that. Let's do that. Man, our show meetings before the show.
So good.
When we do walkthrough, we didn't have music. But now, yeah, I feel like we've just enhanced
there it is.
The segment. So the Chiefs are getting Chris Jones and Pat Mahomes. back.
Both on huge deals.
This huge deals.
Well, this is going to be now. They're the only team in the NFL. Fun little salary cap fact.
Ooh.
They will be the only team in the NFL with three guys that are guaranteed $40 million plus.
Whoa.
Yep.
Who's the third guy?
Frank Clark.
Really?
I know. It's really their only bad contract, though. Bad contract. He's overpaid.
By a lot.
That's really the only one. They're actually in a pretty good salary cap position. And for all the talk of Patrick Mahomes and this record, you know, busting deal, it's really team friendly. For the next 2 years, he counts basically nothing. I mean, his cap hit this year is like $5.5-6 million. It's
There's a sentiment out there that maybe Mahomes' deal is actually not that great for him.
It's really not. Like, when you, the more you dig into it, basically what it boils down to is that he will not reach the seventh year of this deal. Not going to happen. His salary cap number goes to $60 million. Won't happen. So that will be renegotiated or converted to something else or get torn up and it'll be redone.
So why sign that? Like, why is that even in there?
I don't know. Obviously it's to spread out over the length and, you know, to tie him there to Kansas City. But basically what it boils down to, it's a six-year deal worth about $190 million, give or take, depending on incentives, which is really not much different than a lot of the quarterbacks that have been signed. So sure, the total value when, you know, you're talking about $500 million, that's if he wins Super Bowls and MVPs and he goes there 12 years. It's not going to happen. Think about it as a six-year, $190 million deal, which, by the way, is incredibly team-friendly because after the first handful of seasons, it's basically a year-to-year deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah, this is not going to be something that's going to bankrupt them. Now, in 2 years, he'll become like every other quarterback where he's making a big chunk of money.
So, by the way, that's about $31.5 million a year.
Yeah.
It's the highest paid quarterback by annual salary.
But it's still relatively on par with what the other top guys are making. So when you look at him in a couple years, he will count about what all the others do. It'll take up a big percentage of the cap, but that's no different than Wilson or Rodgers or Breeze or anyone else like that. And Kansas City, when you look at the rest of their players from Clark to Jones to Tyreek Hill, Matthew, Eric Fisher, Kelsey, Watkins will come off the book. He's a short timer. But the bulk of their roster is set for the next handful of seasons.
So what did they do to make that all work? Like, how are they moving money around like that other teams aren't?
Well, I mean, some of
it is. Or is it just they're lucky because all those guys are young?
Well, some of it is just because they're young and you've got them on fairly good deals, right? I mean, there's just, when you look through their average annual salary, now again, the Frank Clark is going to be the one that you look at. And unfortunately for them, Frank Clark's tied to them. Like he, you can't just get rid of him. There's some big money. They've got to keep him probably at least through two more years before you can do anything with that contract. But outside of that, you look at Tyreek Hill, you look at Matthew, Fisher, Kelsey. Again, Sammy Watkins, you know, at $9 million, he's probably not worth that. But it's a fairly cheap roster, and the guys that you are paying are still playing at the top of their game, right? The thing that kills you in the NFL is when you play B-level players like A-plus players. And the guys that they're paying, from Chris Jones to Tyreek Hill to Matthew, Kelsey, these guys are all performing at a really high value. And again, Travis Kelsey's only at $9 million a year. Tyron Matthew is right in that $12 million range.
So I think Kelsey will get more, right?
Yeah.
When's he up? Because
let's take a look at old Travis Kelsey.
I've been reading about how, you know, these tight ends like Kelsey and
two more years,
certainly Gronk and Kittle, these guys, they're like centerpiece guys.
Yep.
They're about to get paid a lot more than they have been in years past.
Yeah. Well, and
because so, I think Kittle
hasn't signed yet.
He hasn't signed yet. No. See, I think his is going to be pretty damn big.
His should be pretty big
for a tight end.
So Kelsey after this season will probably demand something be done.
And, well, franchise tag for a tight end right now is $10.5 million.
Yeah. So whether he gets the franchise tag or he signs an extension, but again, because the Mahomes deal for the next 2 years is still cheap and everyone else is basically under contract for a couple more years, that's why I'm saying you can still go out and you can sign as long as the salary cap goes up by roughly the $10 million that you expect it to every year. They should be able to get Kelsey under contract.
There are two tight ends that make an average annual salary above $10 million. Can you name them?
Who's out there that would be? Well, it's not going to be Kittle yet, and it's, was Kelsey one of them?
No, you just said he makes $9 million.
Yeah, Zach but Ertz. The total cap hit, but with signing bonuses.
No, it's not Ertz.
Gronk.
No.
Does that count yet?
Who would
over
be,
10 mil?
Who would be over 10 mil?
Those are the three best tight ends, Kittle, Kelce, and Ertz.
One of them is Austin Hooper.
Oh, he just signed contract, a deal.
Because he went to Cleveland from Atlanta. The other one is Hunter Henry.
Oh,
did you know he made that kind of money?
He just signed a new deal, too.
Why'd they sign him to so much? Is he that good?
Well, he's really
he's
good when
very
he's healthy.
Good.
When
always
healthy.
Hurt.
He's just never
always,
healthy.
He's just always hurt. I was thinking maybe like a Kyle Rudolph might be up there.
Well, those guys are about to get paid. Tight end money's going up.
Yeah.
But anyway, Chiefs are doing a good job.
Yes, they are in a...
Good on them.
This will get harder as it goes on. But
always
is,
does.
There is a real opportunity here. Basically, to me, if they don't win one in the next 3 years... 3 to 4, they've wasted a prime opportunity because they've got everything they need and everyone's under contract. They can basically roll this thing back for the next at least 2 to 3 years. And as long as health is status quo, Kansas City should be considered the odds-on favorite or one or two of the odds-on favorites every year.
Well, the Patriots are not the Patriots anymore.
No.
So...
But Baltimore,
good timing.
Baltimore is going to be good.
But you're always going to have good teams. I'm just saying, like, the Patriots aren't dominating like they were before.
No.
That's a big deal.
No. I think that the balance of power has shifted. The big dog in the AFC is going to be Kansas City. Baltimore needs to prove that they can do it in the playoffs. But Baltimore has a very good roster. And again, is going to be able to keep those guys together. That should be the two big dogs in the AFC for quite some time.
I'll take Mahomes over Lamar, though.
Oh,
Lamar
I would,
Jackson.
I would, too. Lamar Jackson's a great talent, but again, got to prove that you can do it in the postseason. Don't believe, the Titans and the Buccaneers and, there's some other teams. I think Indy with Phillip Rivers could be interesting. I still think it's a tougher road when you go to the NFC. I think the NFC is going to be tougher to get there for San Francisco or whoever that you want to throw out over the next handful of years.
Well, more teams bunched up.
Yes.
Right.
I think
there.
Yeah. When you look at that, I think there is a clear separation with Kansas City and Baltimore. And I think in the NFC, you have everything from Seattle to San Francisco to New Orleans. You got to throw Green Bay into that mix. There's just some damn good teams. Dallas could be considered one of those. A lot of tough teams.
One other Mahomes note, and then we'll move on with our Tuesday NFL reach around. Teddy Bridgewater and Patrick Mahomes will each make $63 million over the next 3 years.
Oh, see? Again, this is why...
Teddy Bridgewater and Patrick Mahomes will make the same amount of money.
That's what I'm saying. Go
now,
if you look through the details of Mahomes' contract, especially early on, really team-friendly, and they can redo it when it gets bad.
After that, after those 3 years, Bridgewater's a free agent, and Mahomes has 9 years left on his contract. How about that?
Not going to see the end of that.
That's crazy.
You imagine if they get to the point where he has a $60 million hit against the salary cap? He just... Not going to happen. And that's the beauty part of it is Mahomes will be willing to redo it. And that's the other one, too, is if he does decide to redo it because they just can't pay that in 1 year, he'll just sign another massive, massive deal.
He knows that.
Yeah. He's not going to
I don't know why they structured it that way on his end. Maybe he's just happy with, like, just the long-term, the security of it.
Yep.
But I don't know.
It
doesn't seem all that great for him.
It doesn't. For someone that seemingly had more leverage than anyone in the NFL, right? You would have think that he would have taken it behind the woodshed a little bit, but maybe, just maybe, you're getting glimpses of the Tom Brady. He's not taking a discount by any stretch of the imagination, but maybe he is actually thinking, long term and what my legacy could be here. And we've got a chance to do something pretty special, especially early on here when we've got an opportunity. I wonder if they came to him and said, look, we got 4 years here. You can win two more, but let's do this to give
but
us.
Here's the, what we need.
We
you
need
to do.
Maximize this window when we can.
I bet you that has a lot to do with it. All right. We continue next with Cam Newton audio. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, we'll tell you what kids are doing to get liquor. They're using the COVIDs.
Oh, boy.
But first, I've got more Cam Newton audio for you here.
Buddy!
So our NFL Tuesday reach around. Yeah, Cam Newton, he sat down with Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham, and Todd Gurley.
Okay. Random.
It is random.
Group of people.
They Victor did a Cruz. They did an hour video podcast. They vlog. What do you call it? TikTok? I don't know.
I don't think they TikTok to know. I don't think it was a dance party.
Hey, why is everybody up in arms about TikTok right now?
It's a China corporation, and so people are saying that it's stealing,
like, keep your information.
It's stealing information, and then people are pissed because they, you know, it's like the whole Trump rally. Supposedly, the TikTok users were eating up tickets and that.
Okay, all right. What is TikTok? Is that the one where you get on there and dance?
It's a Vine. Yeah,
it's like Vine, but instead of being about funny videos, seems to be trending towards mimicking dances for some reason. Now there are funny videos on there. But
I don't know. My daughter,
it's different.
Do you have one?
No, but my daughters love it. They're on there all the time.
All the time. And do they follow celebs? Is it like Twitter?
I don't know, man. I just
I think it is.
There's a lot of this. Hey, what are you guys doing?
They become TikTok famous.
So we're on TikTok.
So remember how there were like the Vine celebrities, quote unquote? There was like the famous people who made funny Vines. That
the
really
Sadu
shared.
Guys.
Sadu.
I don't know if they were Vine celebrities.
They were Vine guys.
Were they? There's now TikTok celebrities like that.
All right. All right. Are you on there, Mike?
No.
Are you doing your TikToking?
No, I do. This is me entering older age because I'm 31 now. I don't understand TikTok.
Oh, that's our first sign that Mike's a...
You old bastard.
I don't understand why people want to watch other people dance.
Yeah, I agree with you.
In that way.
Anyway, they're on there doing something called The Bigger Picture, and they met recently. They do appear to be socially distanced. However, they are not masked up. They're meeting at some Hollywood, West Hollywood bar, and they're drinking wine and smoking cigars. And Cam Newton is dressed as Cam Newton likes to dress.
Okay.
And he's all decked out. But anyway, this is him. It's only about 2 minutes long, but it's him talking about what he's been through and not getting signed.
But I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. It was my dog Future. Shout out to Future. He dropped a mixtape called 56 Nights. One of my favorite mixtapes. And I was like, bro, like they planned. Count the days how long I was unemployed. It was 86 nights. 86 nights, like it's just like that's that's 3 months.
Yeah, almost 90 days.
You see what I'm saying?
Victor
and
Cruz
I'm
good
going
at math.
Through it, and I'm like, okay, early on, like people going to get signed, and I'm looking at them, I'm like, you can't say I'm old because people older than me getting signed,
especially at your position.
Hello, you know. Then I'm like, you can't say it's about injury because people who are injured, more injured than me are getting signed. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whoa, where are we at? Then you can't say the talent. So I'm like, hold on. Okay, now I'll be the first person to tell you, these last 2 years, I haven't been putting the best film on tape. That's just honest. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, there's other people that's been putting film out there that's getting picked up. And I'm like, whoa.
He's not wrong.
Okay, not even picked up. They got the starting job. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm feeling disrespected. Like, I'm feeling like, bro, because every team at one point had to say, okay, fellas, Cam Newton, what do we think? Pass. You feel me? And that's the disrespect that I feel. So it's not like I'm I feel vindicated to some degree, but I'm searching for, I'm going at next all year because it's like, at one point I did feel, and I still do feel like a part of me is left because I gave an organization everything. What I gave, I don't think other people were willing to give. And it was times where I knew I wasn't supposed to be playing.
So he's got some good points.
Sure.
And you can totally understand why he, you know, why he feels that way. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Teddy Bridgewater, Philip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill, although that one you can understand because he played so well for them.
Yeah.
Even Case Keenum got signed before Cam Newton did.
Look, I think there's a lot that goes into this. And if I'm Cam Newton, 100%, he's justified in the way he feels. Right? Looks like a duck, walks like a duck. Probably a duck.
Understand why he feels that way for sure.
But I think sometimes your eyes can lie to you. Right? You can look at something and say, this is one thing. And when you peel back the layers a little bit, it's something else. And I do think that when you peel back the layers, I think there's reasons that justify Cam Newton not having a job and falling the way he did. And just the fact that he's so unique, that he's a former MVP, but he's an MVP like we've never seen before at the quarterback position.
But can I just throw out one thing that I think could answer all of that?
Sure.
Now, it doesn't explain why other quarterbacks were signed. Like, that doesn't matter. I think the one thing that is conveniently left out of this conversation, which shouldn't be, is that he is coming off some serious injuries.
Two out of the last 3 years.
That the teams could not see him.
Nope.
To pick him apart because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge factor. Like, if teams could really get in there and see what they were dealing with injury-wise, this may be a totally different story.
Well, I think if Carolina believed that he was going to be healthy going forward, I think that he's still the quarterback in Carolina, and they don't...
When they did get a chance to look at him and see how he was progressing and...
Yeah. And didn't decide to go with him.
But theirs was cost-based. Yeah. Other teams didn't have to pay that much for him.
No, and by the way, he was still cheap even when he was in Carolina. Now, you knew that you were probably staring down a big extension. And so, to me, these are the factors. And I like Cam Newton. And I think Cam Newton, when healthy, is... The guy's an MVP guy, right? Cam Newton is a unique quarterback, and it's a damn good player. And I do think that Cam Newton gets disrespected. And I think we make way too much of Cam Newton... And the way he dresses and kind of the personality around it. Like those two jackasses in New England that were ranting and raving, the two radio guys saying that his act isn't going to play in New England and all this. You just got done having a quarterback that's a model and is married to a famous girl and that yells and screams on the sideline. You know, all of these sorts of things. But Cam Newton somehow gets viewed as some sort of distraction. Cam Newton is a great guy in the community. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. So some of that stuff, I do think that there's too much crap that he gets. But the fact of the matter is Cam Newton has never been a great pocket quarterback. Just hasn't been. He's not a very accurate guy. But the thing that has made him different is he is a gall darn tank. We've never seen someone. And by the way, he still can throw the ball. He's just not a guy that's going to sit in the pocket and pick you apart. But the dual threat, he may be the best dual threat quarterback that we've seen in modern NFL history. Certainly the most unique one because he's so damn big. But the fact of the matter is he's an aging guy. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's coming off two horrific injuries that you're not certain about. And he's also such a big celebrity that the idea of being a backup quarterback a la Jameis Winston for $1 million, it wasn't going to happen. Someone would have gladly taken Cam Newton at $1 million or $2 million to go be a backup, but he wasn't taking that deal. He wasn't going to sign on somewhere to be a backup. And so the fact that he did have the injury and the coronavirus and that you weren't able to get a look at him, he kind of missed that window where people were signing guys. And the same thing with like Mariota. Mariota didn't go anywhere to be a starter. He went somewhere in Oakland. Like to me though, if I'm the Chargers, I would have signed him, but they just drafted their quarterback in the future for Justin Herbert. And I think there was a real thing of whether you're Buffalo, who made the dumbest decision by not signing Cam Newton. A healthy Cam Newton is a Super Bowl winner up in Buffalo. But no one wants to neuter their rookie quarterback or young quarterback by bringing in Cam Newton. If you're the Chargers and you're saying Justin Herbert is our future or Josh Allen is our future, you can't put a star like Cam Newton on the bench and have them looking over their shoulders. It's just one of those terrifying things. So that, he's just a victim of circumstance. But Cam Newton has a chance to give everyone a big old S-burger here, go out and win 11 games in New England, prove that he's back being healthy, and he'll be a franchise guy, whether it's in New England or somewhere else. But when your whole game is built on you being rugged and being a dual threat guy in that plus one run game, and then you start suffering injuries multiple years, and one of those is your throwing shoulder, you better believe that people are going to have questions. I think people view him more along the timeline of a running back than they do a quarterback. And when you look at a 30-year-old running back with a couple of seasons of bad injuries, no one's giving them a big giant deal. So I think that those things all kind of come together to make Cam Newton, you know, the available player that he was, why he wasn't snapped up. But in his mind, totally get why an MVP and a multi-time Pro Bowler that's only 30 or 31 years old would feel the way he feels. But sometimes it's hard to see the reality of it when you're that close to the situation.
Yeah. And you've had that much success.
Sure.
All right. The Blazers got rid of Myers Leonard too early. It's a fact.
Well, he's having it. People are raving.
It's a fact, Jack.
He's a social media star, too.
Dude, he absolutely is. He is blossoming.
Yes.
And it's not in Portland. And that's a shame. Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, I think the Blazers screwed up trading Myers Leonard.
Oh, I thought we were talking about them not signing Cam Newton.
The Blazers?
He could have been useful in the bubble.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you're following Myers.
Guys, move on.
Myers is getting some love out on the social media.
He's kind of become like a big deal. Like, he is really blossomed down there, and like, he's doing his video game stream, and like, he's got a huge presence on basically every platform he's on.
It's great.
He's got his own supplement line. He's like selling bars. And
what a shame that, well, look, it's complicated, his tenure here.
Well, look.
But it's a shame we didn't embrace him more.
He certainly did not. Look. He wasn't great here, plain and simple. But I always thought that he was unfairly treated. He came in, you knew he was going to be a project player. And I felt like he was a whipping boy. And we've talked to Quick about this a couple different times, that he was a whipping boy even with the coaches. Like, he just, it wasn't the place for him here, and he needed a fresh start. At the same time, let's not act like he's out there killing it in Miami. He's a 6.
Well, no, I think it's more his personality.
Yes.
It's just that in Portland, we were all over him to the point where he talked about it, where he kind of shut down. And yep. Now in Miami, that's a place you can go and flourish.
Well, he's a 6.
They love you for who you are.
Last year in Portland, he was a 6-5 guy. He's a 6-5 guy in Miami.
Well, but no, I'm saying like social media.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Here in Portland, No one gave a crap because everyone was too busy yelling and screaming about how he sucked.
Right.
Down in Miami, there's no expectations. He's not a lottery pick. He's not, he's making $10 million. He's just a guy down there, and he's a nice ancillary piece that's kind of grown into a good role player for him. And he's super good looking. He's got a great personality. He's got a hot wife, and he's really good online. Like, he's meant for Miami. He's got the blonde hair now, and he's got a shirt off and a tank
Miami
top.
Miami is a good place for him.
Yes.
Because it allows him to just be himself. And he's chugging beers now. He's chugging Coors Lights on social media. I guess J.J. Redick started that.
Yeah, they were having a contest.
Well, wait, not chugging, shotgunning.
Shotgunning.
That's two different things, as you beer drinkers know.
Yeah.
Now, J.J. Redick's is a little weak, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting in his ice bath.
Yeah.
And he was shotgunning a Bud Light, but it took him too long. And I feel like you need to, if you're a beer shotgunner, if you're going to be that guy, you need to finish that in under 4 seconds.
You got to get it done. Yeah.
Because you open your throat and you just, that you aren't chugging. You are literally.
Yeah. It's just inhaling.
Just.
Great word. Inhaling. Yes.
Pouring it down there.
Sure.
And it should be gone fast. And also, pro tip, if you're shotgunning beer, mm-hmm. you want warmer beer.
Yes.
You don't want ice cold.
The worst thing to do when shotgunning a beer is have it be cold.
Yeah.
Because the second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
And so you can't go as fast as you want.
Can you please go ahead and cut that? Because I feel like we need to have that as a drop.
Redick's was pretty weak. But Leonard proclaimed he's king of the bubble and he's accepting all challengers, and he shotguns a beer, a Coors Light.
Yeah.
They're in his Orlando bubble.
Well, and he's a Coors Light guy. He's always got the silver bullets going on.
And it's respectable.
Well,
like, he pounds that thing.
Sure. There's three gulps and it's gone. I mean, it is solid, but king. Oh, I,
well, he says he's challenged the league. Let's see if anybody can step up and beat him.
Where's LeBron?
And he's got his camo hat on. I love that too.
I know. Can I just say that at this point in my life,
where's LeBron?
Under no circumstances will I shotgun a beer.
No, I'm so with you. No. I could never do it. You know, you always have those moments where it's like, oh crap, I gotta prove I'm a man and all that. All right, I could never do it that well.
I just don't.
Or chugging beer, it makes no sense.
No,
but people do it. You know, they're all high tea.
Yeah, it's beyond.
I was very good at funneling in college.
Oh, were you a funneler?
I bet you were, Mike.
For whatever reason,
we never had the funnel.
That just worked for me.
That was what the guys on.
Shotgunning was difficult.
What was that MTV show Jersey Shore did? They did the funnel.
I just have never been a drinking game sort of thing. It just
chug. So
no,
dumb.
No, thanks. I'm just gonna go ahead and drink. Again, I've said it before. I'll say it another 1,000 times. I don't need a game or an excuse to drink.
Well, anyway, Myers is doing great. He's flourishing. He's chugging beers. He even did the basketball one where you bounce the basketball and you have the Coors Light on top, and then you
catch it.
And you catch the beer and then chug it.
What you can say
what
is
a pro.
Myers Leonard is living his best life, right? Like if you ask him like where he was at in Portland when he was all depressed and everyone hated him here versus living in Miami, something tells me that Myers Leonard is exactly where he needs to be.
The other thing too, it's all circumstance. Like if he was in Miami first and he flamed out there and they hated him because they expected more of him and he just was frustrating or whatever, and he was growing and young.
Sure.
And then he comes to Portland, he'd probably be beloved here.
Probably.
You know?
Because
you know what he is.
Yeah, he's the sort of player that Portland would love. It's just...
We just had too high expectations, and he was frustrating as a player because...
Well, when he signed the $10 million deal and then, you know,
his thing was, he could be useful, and, you know, had the playoff run, he was a part of it. He just... His basketball IQ was nil.
Yeah.
You know,
he got lost a lot.
Yeah, it was just so maddening sometimes, but you know, try hard.
Well, especially too when you look like he enters the floor and you're like, oh my God. And then
he could shoot. He started to develop a shot.
And then you'd see him, and a lot of times he kind of looked like a deer on skates and you know, just
right.
But now he's the hammer. I love too that not only is he embracing just the newfound kind of fame, but he dubbed himself the hammer and started carrying around like a big Thor's hammer.
He's sort of leaning into the skid, you know, he came out of the funk and I don't know. I'd like to see him back here.
You want him to come back?
I want him.
I don't
trade him Mello. They can have Mello.
I don't think he's coming back.
No, he's not, Jace. They gave
up.
So
what you're saying is that we didn't
breaking news, dude.
Him for what we had.
Well,
his personality.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew what he was as a player, but he's a good dude.
But to his credit, and this goes back to like every athlete right now that wants to build a brand, Myers Leonard is not a great NBA player. Myers Leonard will never be a great NBA player. Myers Leonard will never be a really good NBA player, but
he chugs beers.
He can make himself a ton of money and a post-game career around whether it be in...
Oh, he's going to become a Twitch streamer.
Sure, right? And simply because he's got a great personality.
Well, he plays video games for people to watch, so Twitch streamer.
You say that as if I should know that. That's what Twitch is?
Yeah, I mean...
I thought Twitch was like where you hook up...
We've talked about it.
Get naked and hook up with people.
I think you mean Tinder.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
No, Twitch, you see that? Twitch is the gaming channel.
All right.
We've talked about this.
Don't yell at me.
Boy, Mike's like a disappointed son looking up to his dad.
The second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
Yes.
I love the little that's right at the end. Yeah. It's a nice drop there.
Yes, you are.
Good quality find there, Big Suit. All right, guys. We're done.
Hundo P.
Why are you so quiet?
Who?
You.
Me?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
This is a radio show.
Why am I quiet?
Yeah. Like you stopped talking.
Really?
Yeah.
You did say we were done here, so thought we were.
I asked. I don't think we are.
It's also 6:01, and now Rop is doing the patented stall because he knows we need to break.
What? I would never do something like that.
Trying to get to break and appeal this mini orange I've got.
Smells good.
It is good.
The NBA return.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.